This is Rakesh Bhavi dictating consultation on Stevens, STEVENS, first name Guy, GUI, date of birth. His date of birth is December 12, 1952. Patient seen for Dr. Nolan, and Denton State Supported Living Center, New Paragraph, sorry, and also Dr. Porres, P-O-R-R-E-S, Felipe, of Denton State Supported Living Center, New Paragraph. Dear sir, thank you for this referral. This patient has been known to me from before. He was seen in March of 2020 for osteoporosis. The patient was not since thereafter. He presents today with a history of elevated protein with monoclonal spike, New Paragraph. Symptoms, patient does not communicate. Past medical history, patient has history of profound intellectual disability, also has history of gastritis and GERD, and had osteoporosis in the past. On recent lab work, he was found to have possible monoclonal spike, and that is the reason for the referral. New Paragraph. Physical exam, he is in a wheelchair. ICNT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck. Chest is symmetrical, lungs clear, heart regular, abdomen, he has a feeding G-tube, extremity some muscle wasting. His lab, WBC count is 11,000, hemoglobin 12.7, platelet 328. His differential count shows elevated monocytes at 17%. His total protein is 7.1, albumin 2.9, globulin elevated at 4.2, and he has beta globulin 1.3, which is slightly elevated. New Paragraph. Diagnosis, elevated beta globulin level, borderline, diagnosis 2, history of osteoporosis, New Paragraph recommendations. At this point, there is no clear indication of any plasma cell disorder, but he does have some abnormality in immunoproteins, as well as his monocytes are elevated. So next thing would be to get a immunoprotein electrophoresis with IgG, IgM, IgA level upon next blood draw, and then we will reevaluate the patient. At this point, multiple myeloma or similar disorder is not suspected. Thank you. This is a consultation on Guy Stevens, copy of this medicine to Denton State Supported Living Center. Thank you.